Boko Haram isn't only in Nigeria. Two kidnapped Nigerian schoolgirls are free, and radio is reaching the hearts of people in remote Mozambique. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cameroon is no longer neutral territory when it comes to the Boko Haram. The country shares a long border with Nigeria and its insurgents. Open Door spokesman Jerry Dykstra confirms the report.
Many of the Boko Haram militants are going into Cameroon, and many people think some of the girls that were kidnapped are there along the border.
The increased presence of the Islamic terror group has also increased the pressure on Christians in those areas.
Over the years, Muslims have used their economic strength to intimidate Christians and lure some of them into Islam, because many of the Christians there are not strong in the faith. They need propping up.
Open Doors is encouraging the church with training programs and study tools. Our website will give you some direction on how you can help. Given the changing face of the country, though, Dykstra says leaders are begging for prayer support.
Pray that he will all continue to build his church in that country, and pray that the pastors will stand strong and be a good example to their congregation.
Next, two Christian schoolgirls who escaped the clutches of Boko Haram in Nigeria are now recovering in a Voice of the Martyr safe house. The ministry team there also runs a prosthetic clinic and provides aid to displaced families. They're also providing resources to the embattled churches in the region. Pray for those kidnapped by Boko Haram and for believers in Nigeria who are under attack. Share this story with your friends on Facebook so they can join us in prayer. This is Mission Network News. Despite heavy violence and conflict, two schools in South Sudan are holding classes. The student population in Akot, South Sudan, has grown from 20 students to 600. Baptist Global Response workers are sharing Christ and encouraging students in the village to attend school and build a community. Even though the political environment surrounding Akot is insecure, teachers and staff leaders are determined to educate village students. For more on this story, go to missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, a Christian media and healthcare ministry is wondering if you'll be a part of the 100,000 strong who will join their I Refuse campaign. President of Reach Beyond, Wayne Peterson, says the campaign is based off a ministry-created manifesto that's a
call of global missions and a call of the church that we would no longer stand idly by as people are entering eternity without Christ when we have the message of hope and the means to share it.
The seven-point manifesto addresses the spiritual and physical means needed to accomplish this.
If we could get 100,000 more people that were passionate about sharing Christ with their neighbors even, and then to expand that to the global vision, then we could change the world. Think of what 12 men did 2,000 years ago to change the world.
MissionNetworkNews.org has the link to it so you can read the I Refuse Manifesto for yourself. And missionaries in Mozambique are using radio to reach Muslims, but they need your help to keep it on the air and your prayers to save lives. Tim, a gospel worker serving with African Land Mission, says,
"We can have the best language and the best missionary techniques in the world, but unless the Holy Spirit opens hearts and minds, then we might as well go home."
Tim and other AIM missionaries work with local believers to produce daily Bible programs. These programs are so popular that even Muslim officials are talking about them.
They actually requested that we move some of the Bible content to a later time so that everyone can get back from the mosque so that they can listen to Radio Nuru.
Funding and workers are needed to keep Radio Nuru going. Find ways to help at our website.
Our real heart's desire is to make the most of Radio Nuru. It speaks into people's hearts and into places that Western or even Mozambican workers have never been.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points to help you pray more effectively for foster children and their families and those considering foster care. Go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the link. I'm Greg Yoder.